Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tuminari, and with me today is Don Christensen from the Hummingbird Field.
Hi, Roger.
Welcome, Don.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So tell me a little bit about the Hummingbird Field.
The Hummingbird Field, first of all, the name, it relates to the space itself, but also a state of being. So the hummingbird is an indigenous realms is a totem animal that represents joy and creativity and playfulness. And the hummingbird field is an energetic state that we can access through mindfulness and basically the practice of letting go and feeling into life more, which is why the hummingbird field as a space and a business exists.
Okay. So there seems to be some level of acceptance that would need to be achieved, perhaps, in order to let go from things. Is that fair?
Yeah, for sure. Self-acceptance is core to our practice there. And, you know, from the outside, not just physically, but perceptionally, it looks like a yoga studio. It acts like a yoga studio. But that's kind of like the classes we offer. I refer to them as bait in a way to get people in the door.
Right.
And then once you're in the space, like it's not just what happens in the practice room. It's what happens in the whole space. It's much more about inspiring community and connection by way of coming together to, you know, roll out our mats and move consciously. But there's a whole lot else that happens there as well.
It sounds like it's multi-layered, that it goes deeper than that. So how do you create a space that becomes that? Is it the space unto itself or the people who fill the space?
It's partly the space. I'm very picky about working with light. So there's a lot of natural light in the space. That's very important for me, particularly in the practice room. And, you know, we have nighttime classes, too, through the winter where, you know, natural light is not part of it. But for the most part, the room, the whole space is quite bright. There are a lot of partial walls in the space intentionally to share sound throughout the whole space. The practice room, of course, is insulated and somewhat soundproof, but everything else is quite open concept, from the change rooms to the lounge area to the reception area, and there's something energetically shared about that through sound and just visual connection with one another, and we hear it a lot from people who enter the space saying it's rather unlike any other studio they've been to. So.
Okay, interesting. So just by virtue of how you've set up the space helps to connect the people within the space.
That's part of it. And also, we're very selective about the people we bring in to serve through the space and how they address others, realizing that that is a practice in itself of moving toward more authenticity and being more human with one another. To encourage that from those who enter the space, right? And sometimes it gets messy. Sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes our not so pretty side comes out. But that's part of being human. What's important is how we deal with it. Not that it happens. It's always going to happen somewhere, somehow, in our exchanges, but how we deal with it, how we follow it up, how we own certain things and express ourselves and communicate with others. It's all an invitation for everyone to just, you know, connect a little more through truth.
Right, and that's why I like doing this. This is just two people talking.
Yeah.
And we're not scripted.
Yeah,
right?
No,
so it's just an authentic conversation between two people.
Yeah, it's
and
it's
I
brilliant.
Think people can appreciate that for what it's worth. So, okay, I'm very intrigued by the space, but like, How did you get into this in the first place? What inspired you to get here?
Oh, my goodness. I was going through a very challenging separation that involved a child. And I was a mess. I was a mess physically, mentally, emotionally. And I didn't know anything about yoga. I just heard that yoga was really helpful for all of those things, mental, physical, emotional. So I took a chance. I opened up the then Yellow Pages.
Right. I remember those.
Yes. Okay. And looked for a yoga studio within my neighborhood. I really wanted to be able to walk to it. And it turned out to be this little home studio and an apartment. And I started there. And my first class, it was a heated class. This woman had a second bedroom where she brought in a space heater and turned it up. And that's what we offer too at the Hummingbird Field is about 60% of our classes, I guess, are heated, considered hot yoga. And that that really hit me on all levels, that experience.
Yeah, it sounds like it's driven you to where you are now.
It has.
And it's been, for sure. Sounds to me like a bit of a healing process, I hope anyway.
Very much so. Primarily inviting me into the experience of vulnerability. And that happens every time we step onto our mat, whether we're aware of it or not. There's some level of vulnerability that we step into just with our willingness to roll out our mat, to pause and to feel.
Just feel.
Just feel. I mean, how, like, sometimes I'll refer in a class to, and I've had people back this up, you know, it could be a 6:30 p.m. class, they're on their mats, and I'll invite them to, you know, close their eyes, find their breath, notice their body, and some folks will share that, like, that was the first time in the day they kind of remember they even had a body. Because from the moment they wake up, it's go, 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 do, perform, produce. And then it's like, oh yeah, this is here.
I think that's worse than ever. I think the pressure to perform and to produce is higher than it's ever been. And we're very distracted from our bodies because we're on our phones all the time, right or wrong. So that's fascinating to hear that somebody who at 6:30 at night has finally laid down on their mat and started to breathe and become conscious of their physical being.
It's amazing. I've seen people tear up at the realization that this wonderful structure has done so much for them from the moment they woke up to get them to that point in the day. And it's suddenly like, oh yes, this is here. I am here. I feel this. It's pretty powerful.
Right. And yet we're almost numb to that throughout the day. Seems like, or some people can be.
Until, like, there's a crisis.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we take for granted our bodies.
Yeah. And that's one of the misperceptions, I think, of a yoga practice in general, is that, like, a lot of people perceive it to be about feeling good. And that's very much because, aside from endorphins and increased blood flow and all of this, coming out of a class feeling better for sure. But so much of it has to do with the mindfulness that has brought us more into the truth in the moment through our bodies, where we let all that other stuff go. That's a big part of the feeling good. And the feeling good is wonderful, but the practice itself is really geared toward feeling in general.
Just feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Feel Podcast.
There we go.
Right?
Sometimes to feel better, you have to go through realizing that, you know, you've got stuff going on that doesn't feel so good. But it needs to be addressed. It needs to be acknowledged, realized.
And yoga can help with that.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, it's changed my life. It's changed my
Sounds
life,
like
for
it.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So if the folks who are listening to this and watching this want to find out more about the Hummingbird Field, where should they go?
Easiest thing, of course, hummingbirdfield.com, thehummingbirdfield.com, our website. Yeah, we're on Instagram as well. Or just come and take a class. Yeah. Let us know you saw this podcast. We'll give you a free class.
Cool.
And come check it out. It's really the best way. And we're very much geared and driven to find our direction largely through feedback that we receive.
Okay.
So if there's something you enjoy, if there's something you're not enjoying, if you have an idea, you know, if you would like to see something tweaked or changed, approach us, talk to us, and who knows what could come of it.
Great. Yeah. Well, it was really nice talking to you, Don.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Feel Better podcast. Bye for now.